Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Now, I spent this morning with the team at the Development Bank of Southern Africa, DBSA, as they reflected not only on their financial statements and results that we've witnessed so far, but also helping us underscore the operational performance of the business and key themes that speak to its strategy and growth. But one person who knows more about this than I do and can certainly help us understand as ordinary South Africans why this role and function of this development finance institution is critical to our development as individuals and South Africans on the ground. I'm joined on the line by Buitumelo Musako, who is the CEO at the DBSA. Such a pleasure to speak to you, Buitumelo, and welcome to Kaya Biz.
Thank you so much, Gugu, and greetings to your listeners.
Thank you for your time. I guess first things first, many South Africans might be familiar with the DBSA, and typically we think of it when we think of the concession that took place with the Gautrain, the major buildings of bridges and structures that help us as South Africans in our communities. But there's a lot more to your mandate as a development finance institution that really practically touches the lives of South Africans. Help us contextualize that.
Thank you. What we do as the DBSA, we are a wholly owned development finance institution by the South African government. And what we focus on infrastructure development across various sectors, namely in transport, in energy, in water, and in digital infrastructure. We also focus on three social sectors, which is healthcare, education, and affordable housing. Mm-hmm. Now, how we do this, how we impact the lives of South Africans, it is the support we provide to our various clients. Firstly, to municipalities, we provide both funding, so municipalities can execute on their capital CapEx programs in building roads, in strengthening their water infrastructure. Secondly, on the municipal side, we also provide non-technical support. So we would provide, expertise for municipalities to be able to plan for their infrastructure so that they can get access to municipal infrastructure grants so that they can implement the required infrastructure projects. We also help municipalities with asset care programs and revenue enhancement programs. So the support we provide to the municipal space translates to enhanced service delivery for South Africans. Mm-hmm. And that is just one example. Mm. In terms of our infrastructure delivery division, for instance, the infrastructure delivery division implements infrastructure on behalf of the state. So the state entrusts us with infrastructure delivery. This is where we actually, implement the building of schools, the building of clinics, the building of roads on behalf of the state. For instance, in this year that we are looking at, we have implemented infrastructure on the ground for South Africans to the tune of 4.6 billion. And out of that implementation, for instance, just as an example, we are building two hospitals in Limpopo. Mm-hmm. One is to the value of 4 billion, another one is 1.3 billion, and these are already in construction. We built six schools in this in the financial year where we were presenting our results. We refurbished about 118 schools, and all of this has actually impacted close to 20,000 learners. And this is, an example. And this being Women's Month as well, I thought it would be great for me to also mention that, out of this expenditure that has been made, 2.3 billion has gone to Black women-owned entities. So this is just an example of what we do as DBSA. We do not only, fund infrastructure projects we also implement on behalf of the state, and we support municipalities not only with funding but with technical support as well.
Definitely. And I think it is important for us and as audience members and South African citizens within different municipalities and districts to also understand how, as a bank, you development finance institution, rather, your priority is to ensure that you deliver on assisting governments with service delivery through the infrastructure investment and capabilities you invest in. But how you do that so prudently, especially being a financial institution that does get support not only from the state as National Treasury, but more so from other funders in the market, in the private sector. So talk us through some of the financial metrics and help us understand how you've kept DBSA as a going concern successfully so.
How we have kept DBSA as a going concern, you know, relies on a few factors. Firstly, we have a very strong, diverse board, you know, that has oversight over the entity. We have, you know, a great leadership in the DBSA Exco, and a high performance culture, you know, that is embedded within Team DBSA, and that is the development practitioners that execute and provide support to the various clients of the DBSA. We also have a very strong balance sheet, Gugu. I mean, when I look at, you know, our leverage ratio as the DBSA, we currently sitting at below 90%, and our limit as per our act is at 250%. So it's a very strong balance sheet that provides a lot of opportunity for growth. DBSA this year posted a profit of 4.6 billion, and you know, we dispersed to various sectors in the economy an amount of 17 billion. 65% of that was in South Africa, 35% of that was, you know, outside of South Africa. Mm-hmm. We have very strong governance, Google, you know, in terms of our, you know, systems and our controls as well, and this is evidenced, you know, by the clean audit outcome that we have in this financial year and previous years, as expressed as an opinion by the Auditor General. Mm.
This is important because these are matters and numbers that actually do make sense. What I'm also keen to understand, Witumelo, is I guess how the DBSA also helps unlock entrepreneurial potential. You mentioned funding that has been allocated to black females, which is critical, especially given that it's August, it's Women's Month. We look at the unemployment figures. We know that typically black women are at the periphery of economic participation. But help us contextualize for those South Africans and even those across the continent who are looking to be industrialists, or perhaps are looking for additional support, or who have potential projects within infrastructure that could potentially take off and want to partner and share their innovative solutions with you. Is the DBSA positioned to assist with that? And if not, I guess I'm assuming that there also are clear other partners within the ecosystem that work alongside the DBSA to assist this mandate.
Thank you, Gugu. I mean, you know, when I mentioned the strong governance element, you know, I'm of the view that strong governance, you know, attracts funding. As the DBSA, we also, you know, well positioned to mobilize funding and funding from various sources, and this, you know, funding can come at market rates, can come at concessional rates, and sometimes we also mobilize grant funding. This strength in the DBSA enables us to also provide risk capital, to provide project preparation facilities as well. So as the DBSA, we do have that value proposition in that we can assist those entrepreneurs who are looking, you know, to develop their projects with project preparation funds. so that their projects can reach bankability. You know, that is the service that we provide. I also mentioned earlier today that we also have a high impact investment portfolio where we have allocated capital, you know, to the creation of new industries in the commercialization of new technologies, so that we can drive the necessary new industries for job creation. We know that in South Africa currently, as we are, you know, as we said, we have a high unemployment rate, and we are of the view that infrastructure development, you know, is a great stimulus to actually create the jobs that are required in our country. So we really looking forward, you know, that with the strength that we sit as an institution, we have the ability to do more to support our clients. I mean, even the various investment programs that we are embarking on in the transport sector, in the energy sector, we are of the view that those in infrastructure investments should definitely be underpinned by an industrialization strategy, so that we can create these vibrant manufacturing capability in our country.
Definitely. To close off with, very briefly, Boitumelo, what can we expect going forward from the DBSA, especially in terms of...
Thank you for that. What you can expect from the DBSA is continued support for the municipalities with our partner with the district program and the various solutions for our city. So we'll continue to support our municipalities both with funding and technical support. Secondly, the DBSA will continue to execute on its just transition, and that is the creation of investment programs in housing, in energy, in transport, and in digital infrastructure as well. Thirdly, we will continue to create and prepare projects within the region, you know, that will create the required corridors in the transport sector, so that we can, you know, enable the implementation of trade, you know, in the region by the implementation of quality infrastructure. So regional integration remains a priority for DBSA, 100%. And all of this being underpinned by us as an institution being fit for purpose. We are also embarking on our own digitization journey.
100%. All the best going forward, and we're happy to hear that your puppy agrees as well. So no harm in that. Snoopy's on board with us. Boitumelo, such a pleasure.
Thank you so much, and I want to take this opportunity to really wish all the women across our beautiful country a happy Women's Month. You know, women are the advantage of nations, and we always, all of us, need to ensure that we strive for women inclusivity, women empowerment, because I know that women are bankable. Thank you.
Oh, certainly. Such a pleasure speaking to you. Really appreciate your time. And of course, it is an ongoing investment that we do make in women as well. Thank you again.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.